And as our yearly theme verse teaches us that a student of the Word will gain God's approval, a student of the Word will be equipped, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, and a student of the Word will rightly divide the Word of Truth, will cut straight, dissect straight, interpret correctly the Word of God. Where do we begin? Where do you begin? Well, I'm glad you've asked the question. Here in Matthew chapter 21, please, note there in verse number 42. Matthew chapter 21, verse number 42. Jesus said unto them, "Did ye never read in the Scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected, the same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes." Look closely at verse number 42, please. Note the precise wording. Jesus saith unto them, "Did ye never read in the Scriptures?" Did ye never read in the Scriptures? It doesn't read, "Did ye ever read in the Scriptures?" Did ye read in the Scriptures? No, Jesus said, "Did ye never read in the Scriptures?" Where do we begin in our desire to be a student of the Word of God? Well, the first mention of the word Scripture is found in Daniel chapter 10, verse 21. And we studied that passage last Sunday morning. And the Scriptures are referred to as the Scripture of Truth. And we stress the fact that because the Bible is true, we should choose to believe the Scriptures. And we believe the Scriptures because they are true and they are proven true by the countless prophecies that have been fulfilled within the pages of the New Testament. Prophecies made within the Old Testament hundreds of years before their fulfillment. The Scripture of Truth. That is the first mention of the word Scripture. The second mention and the first mention of the word Scripture in the New Testament is right here. Made by our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ said, "Did ye never read in the Scriptures?" The Lord Jesus rebuked the religious leaders for their poor knowledge of the Word of God, simply because they did not read the Scriptures. Note then verse number 45, "And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them." See, the Lord Jesus rebuked this group of religious leaders for their failure to read the Scriptures. Now, where do we begin? Where do I begin in 2019 in taking seriously this charge to study the Scriptures, to be a student of the Word of God? Where do we begin? We simply begin by reading the Scriptures. By reading the Scriptures. Pastor, that's not very profound. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. It comes from the words of the Lord Jesus himself. He said to this group of religious men, "Did ye never read in the Scriptures? Did ye never read in the Scriptures?" If you go back to verses 33 to verse number 41, the parable of the wicked husbandman, Note then verse 33 to 41. Here another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it round about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. Yeah, right. Look at verse 38. But when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance. And they caught him and cast him out of the vineyard and slew him. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto these husbandmen? Verse 41. They say unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men, and justly so, and will let out or hire out or employ his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their season. And then note again there verse number 45, and when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables, they perceived that he spake of them. See, the parable of the wicked husbandman who beat, killed and stoned the owners and then killed the son was a parable that our Lord Jesus used before these religious men to illustrate to them that just like these wicked husbandmen killed, stoned, and beat up the servants, so likewise as a nation, Israel has killed, stoned, and beaten up God's prophets. And not only did the husbandman kill, beat, and stone the servants, when the son turned up, they rejected the son, they cast him out of the vineyard, and they killed him. And upon the owner's return, we see that the husbandmen were removed, judged, and another, and the vineyard was given to another group of husbandmen. And beloved, this parable is in reference to Israel's rejection of Jesus Christ. Instead of receiving the Son, instead of showing reverence for the son, as the owner of the vineyard said, they will reverence my son. No, they cast the son outside of the vineyard and they slew him. So this parable is in reference to Israel's rejection of Jesus Christ, the promised Messiah. Therefore, Israel has been set aside, and today God is using the New Testament church to carry out his work. Note then verse 43 and 44, therefore say unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken, But on whomsoever it shall fall, it shall grind him to power, in reference to Jesus Christ being judge of all. And Jesus Christ said, did ye never read in the Scriptures? The stone which the builders rejected, verse 42, the same is become the head of the the corner. Go back to Psalm 118, please. Psalm 118. He quotes out of the Old Testament Scriptures, the book of Psalms. The Psalms. Psalm 118, verse 22 and 23. The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. See, Jesus Christ said to this group of religious men, did ye never read in the Scriptures? Did ye never read in the Scriptures? The Lord Jesus rebukes the religious leaders for their poor knowledge of the Word of God, simply because they did not read the Scriptures. Did ye never read in the Scriptures? And they perceived that Jesus Christ was making reference to them, and yes, he was. Jesus Christ came unto his own, and his own received him not. But to as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. And my friend, my challenge this morning, for those of us that are serious in studying the Scriptures in 2019, we begin by reading the Scriptures. We determine to be readers of the Scriptures. Now the word read here in verse number 42 means to know, to gain knowledge. And because the chief priests and the Pharisees were not readers of the Old Testament Scriptures, they did not recognize Jesus Christ as the Messiah, as that chief cornerstone. They rejected him. In our desire to be students of the Word of God, we need to touch first base by reading the Scriptures, so we will have a knowledge of the Word of God. Because Jesus Christ rebuked these religious leaders, did ye never read the Scriptures? Now the Pharisees were notorious for focusing upon the oral law. They were focusing upon the do's and don'ts, the extra laws that their leaders had developed over the years. They focused there, but they didn't focus upon reading the Scriptures. And Jesus Christ rebuked them and said, did ye never read in the Scriptures? Don't you blokes read the Scriptures? Did ye ever read Psalm 118, the chief cornerstone, which you will reject? Did you ever read that? He rebuked them because they were not readers of the Scriptures. And beloved, let me challenge you this morning. If you and I are to be students of the Bible, it begins by you and I taking this book seriously. That this is the Scripture of truth. And we are to read the Scriptures. That is profound, because it comes from the lips of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did ye never read the Scriptures? Do you read the Scriptures? Do you read the Scriptures? I'm asking the question, do you read the Scriptures? We need to read the Scriptures to gain knowledge of the Word of God. The word read here literally means to gain or to acquire knowledge. That's where we begin. We fill our minds with a knowledge of the Word of God. How do we fill our minds with a knowledge of the Word of God? We read the Scriptures. We take seriously the charge to read the Scriptures. In baseball, if you want to make a home run, you must touch all the bases. And you begin by touching which base? First base. What's first base to being a student of the Word of God? Read the Scriptures. The first mention of Scriptures in the New Testament comes from the lips of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, did you never read in the Scriptures? Psalm 118, verses 22 and 23. Because they were so stuck up on do's and don'ts, and they were so focused on the oral law that they neglected the precious Word of God. They did not know the Scriptures. And beloved, you and I as God's people, in our desire to study the Scriptures, to be students of the Word of God, we need to touch first base by reading the Scriptures so we will have a knowledge of the Word of God. Let me ask you this morning, how extensive is your Bible knowledge? Throw a Bible in the lap of the average Catholic and ask them, look up Hezekiah 2:14 for me. And watch them scramble. There is no Hezekiah 2:14 in the Bible. That's about the level of knowledge in the life of the average Catholic. But I'm telling you, the average Christian isn't much better. And if you and I are serious about being students of the Word of God, that we might gain God's approval, that we might be equipped and rightly dissect the Word of God correctly, you and I need to make a determination in 2019. I'm going to read the Scriptures. I'm going to read the Scriptures. Did you never read the Scripture? Didn't you ever read Psalm 118? The Lord Jesus said to this bunch of clowns. And they said, oh, we perceive he's talking about us. Oh, yes, he was. How extensive is your Bible knowledge? Oh, Pastor, I'm in church every Sunday. Well, good for you, but you read the Scriptures. It'll be summed up. The extent of your Bible knowledge will be summed up by how much you read God's Word. Beloved, that's first base. That's first base. Pastor, that doesn't sound very profound. That is profound, man. That's from the lips of the eternal Son of God. You don't get any more profound than the eternal Son of God. To read, to know, to gain knowledge. How do we gain a knowledge of the Word of God? We do what? How do we gain a knowledge of the Word of God? We read the Scriptures. How's your Bible reading going? We are to read thoughtfully, focused. We are to read patiently. We are to read prayerfully. We are to read the Scriptures eagerly, wanting to know. We are to read the Scriptures meditatively, pondering. The morning I was pondering Daniel in the lion's den. Oh, I had a great time. How much Darius loved him. And Darius believed that Daniel's God could deliver him. And the Bible says that Darius fasted. We're to read purposely. We're to read telescopically, considering the broader context. We are to read investigatively by asking the five W's. What? Why? Who? When? Where? See, Jesus Christ said, did ye never read in the Scriptures? Psalm 119, verse 18, open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. That should be a daily prayer before you open up the Scriptures. Beloved, if we are to be students of the Word, and don't worry, our banner will return. It's having a little retreat at the moment. But it'll be that. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Where do we begin? By reading the Scriptures. Beloved, let me challenge you in 2019, be a reader of the Scriptures that we might gain a knowledge of the Word of God, that we might know the contents of the Word of God. See, Jesus Christ rebuked these men and said, do you never read in the Scriptures? Oh, I didn't know that was in the Bible. You'd be surprised what's in the Bible. Everything that God wants us to know is in the Bible. And this is a wealth of gold, pure gold. And beloved, you and I can simply become students of the Word of God if we will just touch base one. Just begin right there. Determine to regularly read the Scriptures. The word read means to know, to acquire knowledge. That's base number one. We acquire a knowledge. What does God say? What does God teach? That's where we begin. You getting my point? How extensive is your Bible knowledge? Well, it'll be summed up by how much of the Bible you read. How much of the Bible did you read last year compared to the news? All of that negative stuff. Let me give you a little experiment this week. Make a note how much time you spend looking up the news. And let's see if you're reading more of the Bible than listening to bad news. This is good news. And we need to fill our minds with the Word of God. Do you have a regular reading routine of the Scriptures? If you and I are to take seriously the charge to read the Scriptures, then you and I need to have a regular reading routine of the Scriptures. Otherwise, it will not happen. You need to determine, I'm going to read the Scriptures, and these are the main times I'm going to read the Scriptures. It's the first part of every day, and it's the last part of every day I'm going to read the Scriptures. That's where we begin, beloved, by gaining a knowledge of what the Bible teaches. There are some wonderful aids that will help you. For example, you could invest in devotionals. Devotionals are good because they will just give you a bit of a kickstart. These are two that we have in our little bookstore. This is a wonderful devotional. Look at the evidence. It has a creation theme. So if you want to strengthen your faith and you're into science, this is great. It just gives you something each day, just proves that there is a creator in heaven. and just a bit of a kickstart. This is one that we've just got in. It's called Daily Light, and on each day are basically scripture passages focusing upon a theme. So this is a classic. Now these are just devotionals. Now these are not your Bible readings per se, but these are to ignite, to light the match. And then from there you read the scriptures. And if you're serious about reading the scriptures, I would strongly recommend that you invest, if you have not as yet, in a study Bible. I invested in a study Bible the day I got serious about living for the Lord. And I believe that it really helped. And we have some good study Bibles next door. This is the Scofield Reference Bible. We have only some next door. There are other good study Bibles. This one has a strong prophetic theme. If you love the thought of prophecy, this is a great study Bible. This is all that there was in my day, back in Noah's day. This is all that was available. And so this is what I read. And that just gives you a kickstart. If you're serious about reading the Bible, let me encourage you, begin by investing in a study Bible. Okay? But just remember, the notes are not divinely inspired. Only the Bible is still inspired. So you might read the odd thing here or there, you think, not sure about that, which is okay. Okay? Scofield Reference Bible, that's a good one, focusing on prophecy. The Rock of Ages Study Bible, this is a good general study Bible, good little commentary, different books of the Bible. This one's very, very good, at a bargain price. And then thanks to Brother Will Hyde, he managed to import some of these Defined King James Bible. We didn't have to pay postage. These prices will never be repeated. I'm telling you. Unless you choose to bring them over for us. This is called the Defined King James Bible. What this Bible does is, many of the words that would be maybe a little bit archaic for you and I that we don't use today, Old English, where English was in its premiere, not like today. So there might be some words in your King James Bible that you do not know. What does that mean? That word will be in bold and it will be defined. And at the back of the Bible, it tells you why we use the King James Bible, why we don't use the New King James Bible, why we do not use the NIV Bible, etc. So this will strengthen your faith in the King James Bible. And for example, this morning we read out of Jonah chapter 2, and you might be wondering, what does the word compass mean? Well, I guarantee it'll be defined in here. What does the word vomit mean? You know, that might be defined in here. So it's a dictionary within. So if English is maybe your second language, and that would cause you to struggle a little bit more with English full stop, this might be a good investment for you. All right? So these are just some examples that will help you. And don't worry, I don't get any commission. I don't get a pay rise. Okay? It's okay. Relax. If you're wondering, how much commission will pastor get? I want you to read the scriptures. And I'm telling you, the very thing that helped me to take seriously the charge to read the scriptures began when I invested in a study Bible. So, beloved, in closing, where do we begin in becoming students of the Word? We begin by reading the scriptures. How's your Bible reading program? Do you have a Bible reading program? There are some available there in the foyer. Some of the devotionals have a Bible reading program that you can follow. You read the devotional, then at the bottom there you read a passage from the old, the new, to read through the Bible in a year. We have a New Testament Bible reading program there in the foyer. Beloved, plan to read the Scriptures in 2019. That's where we begin, in becoming a student of the Word of God. Just invest, for example, in a good study Bible. That's where you begin. Do you never read in the Scriptures? To read means to know, to gain a knowledge of the Word of God. That's where we begin in becoming a good student of the Word of God, by gaining knowledge of what is within the Word of God. Let me challenge you to read the Scriptures daily. Let me challenge you to have a quiet time every day. Every day. I'm a pastor, I go to church on Sunday. Every day. I'm the pastor and I still have my quiet time this morning. Every day. I start the day in this book. Every day. My wife's my witness. I end the day in this book. Because I want to know the Scriptures. It begins by reading the Scriptures. Did you never read in the Scriptures? Let's bow for prayer.